This is Reverend Anu Dudley for Esoterica, a short feature that delves into the realm beyond the five senses. Groundhog Day. On Groundhog Day, February 2nd, groundhogs are believed to poke their noses out of their burrows to see if spring has yet arrived. If the sun is shining, so the story goes, the groundhogs are frightened by their shadows and jump back into their holes, giving us 6 more weeks of winter. If, on the other hand, they don't see their shadows, we know that spring is just 6 short weeks away. This, at least, is the surface explanation of the observance of Groundhog Day. If we look more closely, however, we can find a much deeper story, a story that combines bits of our European heritage with pieces of Native American tradition. Groundhog Day has spiritual and mystical meaning that is not immediately evident in this charming little folktale. In the British Isles, it was the tradition that sunny weather on Candlemas Day, February 2nd, meant more winter was still to come. But stormy or cloudy weather indicated that winter had finally run its course. There was no intercession of groundhogs, or marmots as they were known, in Great Britain, but in Germany, the little hedgehog often appeared as the prognosticator of spring. When German settlers came to North America, they brought this folklore with them. Here, alas, they found no hedgehogs, but they did find groundhogs, and substituted this animal in their observances. Perhaps some understanding was also gained about the significance of groundhog to Native American mythology, and this guided their choice, because symbolically and metaphorically, the groundhog is the animal for the job. Here's why. There are 8 species of groundhog or marmot worldwide. They are burrowing rodents of the squirrel family. Our groundhog is black-footed with coarse reddish-brown fur, a solitary animal, active during the day, that makes elaborate homes underground consisting of tunnels, multiple exits, and storage rooms. Groundhogs are true hibernators, sleeping in their burrows for 4 to 6 months each winter. During hibernation, their body temperature drops from 96 degrees to 40 degrees, near freezing. Their respiration slows to 1 breath per minute. Their heart rate goes from 110 beats per minute to 4 or 5. They are in an altered state, not dead, but not fully living. They have entered another dimension. Here in the Northeast, we call groundhogs woodchucks. Remember the children's tongue twister asking how much wood could a woodchuck chuck? In reality, woodchucks have little to do with wood. The name comes from an Algonquin word, akakwawidjik, that means one who burrows. Shortened to widjik, that was the name heard by European settlers, who called the animal woodchuck. I prefer the name woodchuck to groundhog, don't you? It seems more dignified somehow to use its native name, and woodchuck brings us closer to the animal's mystical significance. The February moon in Algonquin tradition is called Akakwajikissis, woodchuck moon, a fact I find fascinating and loaded with synchronicity. Why would the woodchuck be associated with the moon of this time of year, especially when woodchuck is still fast asleep underground? Woodchuck was an important being in Algonquin mythology, Grandmother Woodchuck. She was the grandmother of Gluskabe, the Algonquin culture hero. Grandmother Woodchuck was Gluskabe's guide, advisor, and teacher. She admonished him when he acted foolishly or without thinking. She taught the consequences of one's actions for oneself and others. She was an earth shaman, she who lived deep underground, close to the earth's heart. She could hear the earth's wisdom and share that wisdom with those who needed to hear it. Grandmother Woodchuck's winter hibernation represents a shaman's journey to the world of spirit. She enters a death-like trance that resembles the altered state of consciousness achieved by shamans who travel to other dimensions and bring back knowledge that foretells the future, brings healing, and provides spiritual and material sustenance. Grandmother Woodchuck taught Gluskabe everything he knew, such as how to make tools. She instructed him in the ethics of caring for the land and caring for all things that lived on the land. Knowing the future as well as the past, Grandmother Woodchuck advised Glooskabe on the wisest path to peace and plenty, to harmony and happiness. When Grandmother Woodchuck emerges from her burrow on Groundhog Day, she does much more than predict the inevitability of spring. Rather, she symbolizes the link between the inner and outer worlds, the mystical and material realms. Grandmother Woodchuck is the messenger through which wisdom flows from the deep, loving earth to us, her children. Oh, Grandmother Woodchuck, dream your wise dreams, and when you emerge from the earth's womb, climbing shaman-like back to our world of form and feeling, bring us word of the tools and the knowledge we will need in the next cycle of the Wheel of the Year. Blessed be. This is Reverend Anu Dudley for Esoterica. Thanks for listening.